This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
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 Run the 100-yard dash, Phil.
It's over the line.
Guys. Okay, hold on. You be Nance and I'll be Phil Sims.
Okay.
From yesterday. About the thing with the 100-yard dash.
Had a little trouble moving there on that play, Phil. Kind of reminds me of you. You know, you weren't really known for that in your playing days. In fact, just the other day, you wouldn't even challenge me to a 100-yard dash.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You know, when I challenged you, you remember, right, Phil? When I challenged you to a 100-yard dash, you wouldn't even take me on.
That's a lie. You better get to church. That's a lie.
Pregnant pause, no laughing. Humorless pair in the broadcasting booth.
Second and four for the Broncos.
How about these fans?
Back to the game.
Hey, guys.
Now back to the I'm not lying.
Guys.
You're a big pussy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've said it, Jim Nance.
Record snow here in Denver days ago. Of course, the resorts, the ski resorts, they love it, guys.
They sure do. What a beautiful town this is.
Great fans.
The Mile High Attitude in Vesco Field. And, of course, now I get to suckle all of the tender parts the Rooney family has to offer up here on stage, guys.
Put up that ancient picture of Art Rooney with the chomping on the half-eaten cigar. We're going to talk about what a saint he was. Bought the team for $2,500.
The noise is notable. The excitement is palatable.
So much hyperbole surrounding this game.
I'm here with Art Rooney, Jr., president of the Steelers, your dad, the great man.
Your son, Mickey.
May I kiss you?
Yes, there's a lot of the black and gold around this stadium. They've made their way out here.
Guys, I just saw Brokeback Mountain and the Rooney family. I want you to know I would like to be either Jake or Heath.
Thanks, Phil. Phil, you're not a man. You didn't challenge me to a race. I do go to church, guys. I'm in Detroit all this week.
Yeah, that's our update. That's how we're starting the show today.
Ah.
Jim Nance, the greatest woman in broadcasting,
yes,
who called the two very boring blowout games yesterday, called the Pittsburgh game yesterday.
One of them was.
Was supposed to be.
The Broncos got ripped off. God, I mean, really, I hate it when the referees hand a game to a team.
There you go.
Mike, would you please stop defending the play of your favorite player, Jake Plummer?
Jake Plummer, I think that much hair deserves more credit. Love that guy, and boy, was he ripped off. That game could have gone either way, except for those guys in the striped shirts.
I hate to sound old, but you know what would have won that game for Denver?
What's that?
A nice haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A nice haircut.
That's right. Think maybe if he cleans up a little bit, they're not having all those little whirly birds.
He's the mountain man quarterback.
Shave that hippie beard.
The mountain man quarterback. There is Jake Plummer playing like a friggin' retard today. What about that, Phil?
You're a liar. Get to church.
And look at Jake Plummer out there playing like a retard. Reminds me of your son, Chris, playing like a retard. Like I've told you many, many times, Phil, your son is retarded.
That is a lie. Get to church. You better get to church, Nancy.
Second and two for the Broncos. Ashley Lalee in motion. So he was supposed to, and this is a email now back and forth throughout the weekend,
right,
between Rob and Nance's, gal Friday.
People.
So he's supposed to be on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out, emergency phone call.
Oh, no.
Just moments ago.
What?
Guys, can't do it. I'm in Detroit right now. I'm in Detroit filming the CBS Super Bowl special, guys.
Nice. Yes, the special that we have on CBS, even though we don't have the game. You maybe want to take attention away from the Super Bowl. No.
The special that won't run for two more weeks, guys.
I would think it would have to be called the CBS football special.
The CBS football special.
The big game. Yes, like right, all those ads yesterday during the game that said if you buy your TV, you can have it in time for the big game.
Because they're not allowed to say Super
Bowl. Detroit's a beautiful place to play the big game. I'm Jim Nance. I'm here with the big game special.
hold on a second.
What?
Please hold on. Hey, would you grab the CBS music, please?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be darned.
Everybody ready for some egg on your face?
No, I'm not. How's Tom doing?
Hey.
Dynamite!
Here he is, everybody.
Here's Jim Nance from CBS Sports.
Hi.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
No, it's Tom. Hey, buddy.
Here we were talking bad about Jim Nance, and
here he is on the show today.
And here he is calling.
Tom, you sound like you're partying.
Yeah, well, the protest,
Are you? Don't tell me you're at Roe v. Wade today.
No, Roe v. Wade.
Are you at the Right to Life rally at the MCI Center?
No, it's on the, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that's a yes?
Yes, it is.
Which side had you come down?
Independence Avenue.
No. Are you for or against abortion?
I'm for it.
You're for abortion?
Yes.
Me too.
Matter of fact, Tom does them.
Too bad.
I wish Charlie.
Too bad I couldn't have talked to your mom.
That means, Tom, you would be pro-choice, right?
You're
pro-choice. Yeah, I mean, if you're for abortion, then you're pro-choice.
Yeah, I've walking towards the Capitol.
Why don't you yell really at the top of your lungs, pro-choice?
Pro-choice!
How'd that reaction, how did that go over, Tom?
Now, why don't you yell?
I'm not aware that the other side is down there. I thought this was just a right-to-life
rally. I am almost sure that Tom is confused.
Yes. Yeah.
He had a very staunch Catholic upbringing.
It loves a good prompt.
Tom, where are you exactly? Are you in a parade right now?
Yeah.
Are you in a march?
I want you to say as loud as you can. This is a tough womb.
What now?
Say, this is a tough womb.
This is a tough womb.
No, say it louder, Tom. A womb, W-O-M-B.
This is a tough W-O-M-B.
Hey, Tom, can we possibly speak to anybody that you're marching with?
Oh, we'd have to get the permission for this mic
right,
to put them on the air.
And be able to do that. I'm just trying to figure out once and for all who Tom's marching with.
Tom's got to get all the way to the
It's
Capitol.
A Right to Life march today, isn't
Mostly.
It?
Mostly. There are always, the other side is always there, but mainly.
But if he's in
this
the
is,
big march, because
yeah,
I saw that on the news.
He loves a crowd.
What's the march called? Is it called Right to Life, Tom?
Yes, it is.
Okay, what
and
you
Tom,
want
Tom, hold on. Am I going to, just excuse me for 1 second.
Okay.
What does Right to Life mean?
Right to Life means, listen. We're going near the Capitol.
Tom, again, what does Right to Life mean?
It means, Right to Life means save abortion.
Save abortion.
Save abortion. Right.
Exactly.
How's the hip holding up during the march?
I'm riding in a wheelchair, buddy.
Oh, you got a wheelchair. Oh, okay, hey. Good. Easier for you today. Want to shout pro-choice again?
Save abortion!
Say pro-choice.
Pro-choice!
Say pro-choice kicks ass. Pro-choice is number one.
Pro-choice number one!
Seattle's going to the Super Bowl.
Seattle is going to the Super Bowl.
Would anyone like to see Brokeback Mountain?
What?
Would anyone like to see Brokeback Mountain?
What?
You'll never get that. Yeah. Try this one. Try this one, Tom. I was the wrong choice. Try that. I was.
You know.
Yeah.
He knows that one.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Say pro-choice.
Yes,
Charlie.
Fruit Choice.
Yes.
He's very distracted. Yeah,
Tom, Charlie's in a wheelchair today too.
Hard to believe that Tom Gavin. Hard to believe that 30 years on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade.
Right.
And all the stuff that's happening in downtown D.C. That Tom Gavin would be there.
He's very plugged in.
In the middle of the rally.
And it's good he's in a wheelchair. That way he won't be too winded to speak when he gets to the Capitol.
He's very, very plugged into what's going on in the nation's capital. Oh, he really is. Are you having fun, Tom?
Yes.
What did you have for breakfast today?
I had eggs and bacon from McDonald's.
Good.
Very, very yummy.
Good.
Yep.
Are they going to feed you lunch or dinner?
Yeah.
Very good, Tom.
Have you ever had an abortion at McDonald's?
No.
No?
There's a guy, it's right next to me, it says, stop abortion now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have. I found it a very convenient place to stop.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on a turnpike or something. McDonald's, the men's room or the ladies' room.
Yes, very, very convenient.
Very convenient. But I don't want to just single out McDonald's. Let me just say, if I'm going to have a roadside turnpike abortion, I would go to Burger King, Wendy's, Arby's.
Right.
Chick-fil-A, perhaps.
Anywhere with a changing table. Do they have any food down there for you, Tom?
No.
Like maybe some hot dogs and mustard?
No.
Is there somebody speaking?
Yeah, the people behind me.
Well, I mean, is there somebody speaking on a speaker?
Yeah, it's Roe.
Yes.
Who do you like better, Roe or Wade?
Wade.
Can you, Tom, repeat after me?
Yeah.
Say, I believe.
I believe.
In a woman's.
With a woman.
Right to choose.
Fight for joy.
Oh, damn it.
So close.
So very close.
Try that again.
All right, Tom, try it one more time. Yeah. And the last part is right to choose. So let's repeat after me. I believe.
I believe.
Louder. In a woman's.
A woman.
Right to choose.
Right to choose.
No. No, it's just not going to happen.
It's too big a task. Mm-hmm.
Say this, Tom. Put the stick in the stream.
What?
Put the stick in the stream.
Put the stick in the stream.
You got that one. Positive is good.
Dennis, hey, I got one.
What?
Oh, okay.
Dennis Murphy, you suck.
Yeah, you say that louder.
Dennis Murphy, you suck.
Dennis Murphy is an abortionist.
Yeah.
Say that. Tom?
What? Dennis Murphy's abortion.
Oh, wow. It's even worse. That's even worse. How long have you been marching, Tom? Sense of time?
How long have you been marching? So, 1:30.
Oh, he's been riding.
Been marching for about an hour.
Do they have you dressed in your army clothes?
No.
All right, Tom, repeat after me really loud now, okay? A woman should have...
Good arm?
No, should have. It's not going to work. It's just not too big
being processed. Yeah. Well, thank you, though, for calling in from the rally in downtown D.C. today. Newsmakers, you bet, on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, live.
We're there.
Yep, we're there.
You having fun?
Yep.
Are you wearing a button?
No, I'm not.
All right.
All right, buddy. Friends, we've just been talking to Tom Gavin. Live from Washington, D.C.
Yes, over the line, guys. Tom marching down there for the pro-choice people.
Guys, if only Tom's mom would have had that option available.
Hey, Tom, one more. Let me just gonna try it. I have to. All right. Tom?
Yeah.
Top of your lungs, now go, save Roe v. Wade.
Save Roe v. Wade.
Close enough. That'll work.
All right. Bye, Tommy.
Bye, guys.
Roe v. Wade. There you go.
Wow. And
really. Here's our salute to Roe versus Wade.
No more hangers! What wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever?
Right.
What wire hangers doing in this closet?
Answer me!
Answer me!
Oh, yeah. All right, well, let's start.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6 p.m. or between noon and 4 p.m.
The Don and Mike Show.
Please check your locale listings.
Hello!
Hello!
Hi there.
Hello!
Hey, how about that Tom Gavin, huh?
You know what? This is crap.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. Hi.
We appreciate it.
Good job there, Sam. We appreciate you.
Hello.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Just barely stepped on Dave Grohl there. Sorry about that, Dave. We'll start today fighting food.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Got some Foo Fighter action.
Pretty good.
I think I'm pretty good.
Pretty good.
And you're loving the new intro.
The door's open.
You're not speaking. No, not until the intro plays.
The man's to be introduced.
God, you're ugly. God, you're ugly. God, you're ugly. God, you're ugly.
Hi. It's me, Super Goo.
Isn't that better?
How's
your histamine?
Pricks.
A lot of them.
And don't delete that out. I'll say it again because I'm talking about the many pricks that Rob had to have today when he went to the doctor to find out that he's allergic.
Needle pricks.
To everything.
Yes, everything.
How many pricks at one time did you have in you?
I took 75 pricks for that.
75
my
pricks.
My God.
75 pricks at
that
once.
That must have been painful.
I was full of all kinds of fluids. Horrible.
Sounds like a board meeting.
It's time.
CBS.
Good afternoon, Mr.
75 pricks.
Everything, they scream, and everything's bad. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Artinger, and all the ships at sea. Now broadcasting under new parameters, Scott Geronimo, Mike O'Hare.
Yeah.
Man, you forgot.
He just remembered me.
Right.
He just reminded me.
Let's enjoy him.
How awful.
Let's sit on him.
The end of Friday's show was with the whole Joe debacle. Well, let's try to move fast. Ever forward.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're goddamn right. This is the Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode. Everybody on this Monday.
Monday!
01-23-06.
Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Now listen, Buzz ain't retarded, and you can call this show anytime you want from anywhere in America. Phone number 877-365-3636. If you're listening on Free FM, taste sensation sweeping the nation. You can call us at 202-432-1067. And if you're on the internet, and if you can't use an 877, that number is 800-636-1067.
Yeah.
Oh, need that stream, Robbie. It would be nice now, too. Get a nice stream Foo Fighters mix going. Ah, our warm internet stream. Which, incidentally, we saw the dogs drinking out of today.
So was it safe for them? You know dogs.
Dogs, yeah.
Different metabolism.
Just go to Don and Mike's website. There you go. .com. And click on Listen Live. And you'll get our fabulous internet stream that the dogs are drinking today.
Oh, very good.
And let me see if you want to email us during the show.
Uh-huh.
Email at donandmikewebsite.com. And the show is also available for podcast. If you go to iTunes, click on Talk Radio and subscribe to the show. And right now, even though this kills CBS, it's FREE.
Yeah, you can also go to Don and Mike on the iTunes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just click us in.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
way up
in the search engine. Gosh, not that it mattered. I feel like Regis Philbin when he would hold up a stupid Christmas album, and it would be number 200, like on the Billboard charts.
Hey, how about that, boy?
But I did look this morning, and among the overall, not just talk radio,
yes,
but the overall podcasts.
Downloads, yes.
Of which there are, you know, tens of thousands.
Oh, all sorts of stuff.
Ours is in the top 100 right now.
Very, very cool. That's nice.
So keep going to the thing and put the thing in your thing so you can hear when you're doing your thing.
Right. It's so modern.
You know, you put the thing in the thing and then you get all the stuff on your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
I have trouble navigating the thing.
I use the thing, like I was telling you to exercise. I absolutely could not do my treadmill stuff without the iPod. Without the music. Could not happen.
When you brought up the fact that you exercise without watching TV, that you use the do you close your eyes sometimes when you're
I've fallen off. That's when I hold on. But yes, yeah. I do close my eyes if I really get going.
Yeah. And then you kind of get into the music too, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's very cool because you can almost do it rhythmically. It's very neat.
Now, Mike, you were actually on the treadmill today.
I totally. You motivated me by what you said. Mm-hmm. What also motivated me is that I've become a tub of goo again, and I completely fell off the wagon and was, streaming down the path of let myself go again, and I had to catch back up because I fell way, way off my diet and gained not all my weight back, but damn close to it. So I was really motivated, and I did that today. Got the iPod, went on the website, got some new stuff put on there, and I plugged it in, put the good old headphones on, and
yeah.
Not
the little things you put in your ears.
Right. I do the elliptical, or as one trainer that I have one time said, yeah, you do the chick machine. So I do the chick machine instead of the treadmill. Hey, I don't care. I'm sweating by the end of it. That's all that matters to me. And I did the eyes closed, and it was very, very close. But I was motivated by Don on Friday, but also motivated by me getting on the scale. I had planned this yesterday because I ate so badly yesterday. I had planned to get back on the scale today once and for all,
right,
first thing in the morning, and see what had happened. And it was not good. Yeah. Remember when I had gotten down to 266?
I do. That was great.
Good times.
I'm very happy to report that I am now down to 283. 283.
That's
the highest I was 296. Oops. I'm right back in the middle. I've gained half the weight back and more that I lost before.
I'm not
happy about that, but it did, motivate. I knew I was going to be that weight. I knew I was going to be that heavy. And I will tell you when I lose. I will tell you when I gain. I will tell you, in the middle. And I didn't gain that much, weight when I came back from my vacation, but I've still been continuously feeding, particularly during this broadcast.
Really?
And that's what I had to stop. That's why I got my little, well-balanced nutritional thing here that I'm eating, my little sandwich that's only a certain amount of calories, and I'm sticking to that, and I'm not going to go, like, forage for different nuts and everything while I'm in the building. It was really getting completely out of hand.
Wow.
And then yesterday was like the bad eating day when I just threw complete caution to the wind because I knew that, I mean, you always have to get to that point of motivation. And if you yo-yo like I do, hey, sometimes it's going to come back.
Yo-yo-yo.
Maybe it won't.
Yo-yo ma.
Maybe you'll be committed to it and it'll stay, the weight will stay off. But I know now that I lost that 30 pounds and I did it effectively and it took me a while, but I know that's the right way to do that. So I'm getting right back to doing that religiously. And the only reason I gained the weight back is because I wasn't doing that religiously and it's not a bad way to eat. So I say that. I will check back in with you when I have good news to report.
Please.
Or I will check back in if you consider that all this is BS. And I know, Don.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact that my detractors will be out there saying, hey, I knew this was going to happen.
Naysayers.
I knew. But you know what? I don't talk an awful lot about my weight, good or bad, really. I know that you've used it in the past as a motivational tool. And you talk about it very infrequently now since you've lost since you made it to kind of your goal weight.
Yeah, I try not to because I don't want to bust your balls. And you've been doing good for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that tries to lose a lot of weight, and I know you want to lose a lot of weight just
right,
like I did.
Right, right.
You know, you hit that wall. And anyway.
But what
I think it's healthy you talk about it on the radio.
It's the thing about it is that and I'm a living proof of the fact that when you can't do it kind of like halfway.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really, the only reason I lost the 30 pounds the last time was because I did it and I did it every day. And I didn't have weekends to go, hey, whatever you can. No, you really stick with it.
All the time.
And now they will tell you also you occasionally want to give yourself that moment where you enjoy something. Well, that's fine. But I'm talking about you can't on a daily basis cheat a little bit and
right.
and you know, hedge here, hedge there. Because even if you think it's not a lot, even if you think just putting like a little mayo on a sandwich instead of mustard is okay because it was a real small amount, that's BS. It doesn't work like that. So we'll see what happens.
Sure.
I knew what I was going to see when I got on the scale today, but I was still pissed off.
Yeah.
Just to save you the trouble of phone calls, as someone who's been in the situation.
Yes.
I won't press you for details. Who cares? But we both know that you don't gain 20 pounds back by only just putting a little mayo on your sandwich.
No, that's right. What my point is.
Ask.
I know I ate big too.
I am trying to save you from the person that calls and said.
Yeah, but you said it. I know. I know that that's
okay,
true.
Then you want to take phone calls?
I'll do whatever you want.
I'll do whatever you would like. I did
anything anybody dishes out. Anything that anybody dishes
to start
out.
In this controversial manner
no.
today.
Mm-hmm.
No. Negative. No, I've got plenty of stuff to tell
you
about.
You know what you did a minute ago?
Ton of weekend
people
stuff.
Can't see this on the radio. You had there it is again. The little smirk that you can't suppress it. You can't. It wasn't what you said. Is that I saw the little. I was talking about that, and I saw the little smirk, and you just felt you had to say, "I know what I've done to gain the weight back. I know it. I'm aware of it.
Okay.
I don't need you to tell me that I've been bad." You know, it's like it's not that you think that I'm saying that. What my point was. Now let me hear me out. My point was that it starts that way. And then you fall off the wagon. Because once you do substitute the little bit of mayo instead of mustard, by the next,
that
will take your metabolism. It does.
Mm-hmm.
And then it begins to, you know, that same day you go, oh, well, I had that. But really, to me, it would if you would make that change.
But the key is the mayo.
Your system starts to crave what?
The key is the mayo.
The mayo.
It started
with the mayo.
Mayo's the gateway for you?
I believe yes. If you know, mayo and those nuts that I eat all the time here.
The almonds?
I have to bring one of those home today, one of those packages home today.
Why?
Because my lovely nutritionist who I sometimes sleep with is going to let me know how bad those nuts were, because I know she's right about that too. You know, because I know you like almonds, Buzz, you're a big, but I was eating more of them than I should.
They can actually help you lose weight, not to mention lower your cholesterol. These particular ones have a little sugar in them, that's not good.
Yes,
but
those aren't the ones I was eating, though. I was eating the ones back in Rob's office.
Your almonds are
the
okay.
one where Rob has the six cases of them back
actually
in his
lose
office.
Weight eating.
And let me just say, I don't want if Rob's got them in his office, I guarantee they're the kind that have like sugar and stuff.
But
on
Rob
it.
Doesn't eat a lot of them. Rob, really, I ate most of them.
Oh.
In fairness to Rob, I'd be amazed to think that Rob even ate like one box of those things. Well, they're a lot in a box, but that is between those and putting the wrong kind of thing on the sandwich. That's what did. Now you could have fat free mayonnaise. That's a different story. But what's the point of that?
Okay.
The hell is the point of that anyway?
All right. Well, how are you anyway?
I'm great today. I feel fantastic today. I really feel great. I feel fantastic. All right. Here they are. Let me look. These are the ones that I ate. Save me the trouble.
If you see maltodextrin, that's sugar.
Potassium, cholesterol, protein. I don't see any of that.
Okay, good.
I can't read this crap.
I can.
Calories, 170. Not that much, really.
Right.
For a little package, but if you...
But how many would you have?
I'd have three or four.
Christ, it's like 1,000 calories.
Cholesterol,
yeah.
Fat.
During a show.
What?
It contains 2 cups of pudding.
I know it's not 1,000, it's like 800 calories.
That, there you have it. And I didn't think it was that big a deal. That was the trouble.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right there.
There you go.
Right
it's there. Mayonnaise and the almonds.
Yeah.
Be careful with your nuts.
Now, what are you, now you're saying what you think, that's, you're saying that what I would go out and pick out every night. No, that's what did it.
Hold on.
It was every single
Hold
day.
On. Hold on.
Yes.
No, no, no.
What?
No. No. Jesus Christ. I don't want to get in an argument with you. You're my best
right.
buddy. I'm
right.
not. I'm, But no, you can't say that the reason that you gained back 20 pounds, and I know you're being absolutely honest.
Right.
And I don't want to get into your eating habits or anybody else's.
Okay.
But the reason that you gained back 20 pounds is not because you put a little mayonnaise on a sandwich or because you had four packages of almonds a day. I mean, if you only added 800 calories a day, you wouldn't gain 20 pounds.
You only add 800 calories a day. That could be like pound to 2 pounds per week.
So, but other than the almonds and the mayonnaise,
yeah,
that's it. Those are the only reasons. Other than that, you've not eaten other crap.
No, all of my misbehaving, I've eaten that, like, you know, you'd see me eat a Snickers bar here,
right,
and do that. My bad behavior outside of that, my bad behavior was at the radio station.
What did you have yesterday?
That was my see, you're such a ball buster. You are so good at it. And I'm not telling you. You're putting it in a context where you're making me defend myself. And I'm trying to be honest.
No.
I'm
trying to be honest with you, too. Jesus Christ. And I know because I did the exact same thing. I swear on Frida's grave, I did the exact same thing. I don't know what it is that you're eating.
No, if you're asking me to say, was this the only thing I did, that's not true. There were other times when I would eat badly. But the big reason that I was because I would do this all the time. This would be every day. And I got into a situation where I didn't think what I was eating was that bad. And when you eat this many of them, when you're munching on these almonds, it is bad. It's extremely bad. And I would do that all the time. Most of my bad behavior was this. Because when I go home at night, I would eat the Weight Watchers dinner that was prepared for me, and I wouldn't eat after that. But were there times also on the weekend when I would eat badly? Absolutely. That would happen. But not nearly as much as what I did with this. What I did. Because I told you that I had a big-ass cheeseburger getting ready for this diet yesterday, that doesn't count as doing that every weekend. I didn't do that every weekend. What I did most of the time was
triple checkers.
There. Yes. I think yes, it's out there.
We all feel better now.
It's out there. Now are we happy? We got it out there. We out there. You said it. There. Triple cheddars, chip checkers, cheeseburger. That's what I did. I had it. I did. I'm guilty.
I think you're giving the almonds the bad rap here.
Oh, you're thinking that I cheated and I didn't like I ran out because I was under a lot more scrutiny outside of the radio station than I was here. You know, I never asked you to come in the office. If you see me doing this, tell me no. I would do this. Nobody gets on me for eating this.
No.
But I didn't realize until I read this and I know what, and three or four.
Right.
Is being conservative a lot of the time because some of the time it would be a lot more. I didn't realize it was that many calories.
I eat two cups a day.
Two cups.
Of nuts and almonds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your point, Jack LaLanne? What are you trying to say?
Actually, they help you burn calories. Almonds one of the best foods you can eat for losing weight.
I think my girlfriend might beg to differ with you on
that. There are different diets, and some count calories.
Yeah. Well, this is Weight Watchers, which counts calories or you do the type of point thing.
Right. There are lots of ways.
You know, I'm getting this subtle crap. Rob,
your way is good.
Rob, I swear to God, I'm ready. I'm going to go on your plan. I'm going to just say F it all, and I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
What do you mean, this isn't working?
You're being beautiful.
How dare you?
I swear to God.
How dare you?
Okay.
What?
I think we're ready to go.
I love the pausing, too. Yeah.
Listen. This now appears to be between you and Buzz.
Yes. What do you want me to say?
I don't know. I just wanted to. Can we move on now?
I burned about 300 calories today, which is not a lot, but I exercised, and I hadn't done that. I lost all my weight before with doing very little exercise, and now I'm going to see what happens when I do a combination of both, and I'm going to see if I can get back to where I was quicker and then keep steamrolling. And you know what? You don't goddamn well think I'm going to do it now, I'm going to do it now and
let's drop those
print it.
Killer almonds. Those almonds are give me those.
Are you both saying that I should not be slamming the almonds? That I shouldn't be talking badly about?
No,
because I ate a lot of them and anything you eat, I'm back on the judo. That's
okay,
right.
Hold on. Here's my only thing with the almonds, Ed, because you're making them the number one enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You really think the 20 pounds that you've put on is predominantly because you're eating of almonds.
Why are you giving me credit for putting on more pounds than I did, though?
Oh, I'm sorry. How much?
I was down to 266.
Okay. I apologize.
Okay. All right. I mean, I won't take more credit for losing.
No, I agree. Okay.
So I don't want to take
Then what's the actual amount? So I don't.
266 to 283.
Okay. Well, 15 pounds.
Right.
Okay. Let's round it up to 15.
15 pounds.
Okay. You think this 15 pounds you've gained only from eating almonds?
Did I say that?
No, but you've made it sound like almonds are the main culprit.
Yeah, they, as far as the most calories that I've taken is like in addition to eating my regular good diet that I'm supposed to eat. This was right. This was the cheat more than anything else. This was the cheat.
You own a restaurant,
right?
You own a okay. Let me just throw out a couple of things when we're talking about the almonds.
Okay.
I mean, if we're really, got it. This is a cliche. If we're going to keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I remember in the last week or so, peach cobbler with ice cream on it.
Yes.
The not the one, but the two days of going and getting three cheeseburgers before the show. The candy bars that you were hiding from
your
girlfriend.
I'm not saying that I haven't had other cheats. I'm saying this, if you're saying what is the main cheat, what's the thing you did most often and most egregiously, what did you do? It was these little things, as much as it might be hard for you to believe. This is what I did, because this is what I started with. This is what I started with, and then you creep on the other stuff. No, did I gain the whole all the weight back because I only did? I never said that. I never said that. You're painting me into a corner of being some sort of denial when I know exactly what I ate. I know every time I ate badly. I know every time that I cheated. But I'm saying the main cheat, which I did almost every single day, was these little things. And because I ate so much of them, that affected me.
See, here's my bottom line.
I'm not saying that I didn't do other bad behavior.
Is that if you didn't do the other stuff, you didn't eat the other stuff, and all you ate was your almonds, you wouldn't have gained 15 pounds.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know,
there's no way I can disagree with that.
So then
why
make the almonds the bad guy? Because they really can be a good for you snack.
Well, if you eat them, yeah. I didn't eat them like a good for you snack. I ate them badly. I ate too many of them. That's all. I ate them too many. But that's it.
What?
I'm in here trying to be honest.
I know you
are.
But
I never busted your balls about your weight.
I know you
did. Did I ever bust your balls about your weight?
No,
when you were big and fat?
No, you didn't. And I am not trying to bust yours now.
Right.
There are many who would say I am still big and fat. Mm-hmm. I still weigh 190 pounds. I mean, I am not thin by any stretch of the imagination.
But I watch you every single day, and I watch you maintain. You know, at least when we're in here, because who knows what anybody does outside, but you've lost the weight to prove it. And I watch you do that, and the food comes in here, and you say, no, I'm not going to have that. And I think maybe I could count on one hand in 5 years where, you know, something's come in where you've said, I'll try a little of something. You never do.
And I'm not busting your balls either. You're the one that brought it up. Mike, I'm only standing up for the almonds.
And you know what?
I really don't think the almonds are the bad guys here.
Let me tell you why I'm against these almonds for me.
Okay.
Because I want to make it really, really clear that I did not simply eat almonds to gain the weight back. I never said that because I did do a lot of other bad behavior. But every single, you know, other day or so, I would eat these things and I would eat so many of them that it would be, you know, everything else I did that was eating well was thrown out the window. And what I'm saying is little tiny cheats like that can screw you up.
I have good news for you.
What's that?
Free FM no longer has the Redskins contract. Next year, there will be no more almonds.
They're drying up.
No,
but it's just, you know, we had them around here for when I lost the 30 pounds. I never touched them. And then, you know, when I started touching those, that's what I'm saying more than anything. That's how it starts. It starts with little crap like this, and then you end up going and having the peach cobbler.
Okay, I listened. Listen, ass, I'm proud of you for talking about it.
No, you listen, ass.
I'm proud of you for talking about it.
I don't know why I said that, but you listen, ass.
I'm proud of you for talking about it on the radio, ass. I think that you will get to your goal, ass, but...
That's a long way to go.
You know, it's just...
I'm right now, I've got to do some work to get back to even, you know, halfway to my goal, which is where I was. And that's, you know.
You made a good start, though. You did it. You can do it again.
But what I also, I'm aware of the fact that I will be subjecting myself to public ridicule by doing this because I use that as a motivational tool, too, as you did, too. You probably use that more than anybody else.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sorry if I'm not going to say, because I know you were mad. I'm sorry if this is screwed up the beginning of the show. because I have plenty to tell you about.
How is this screwed up the beginning? Now you're going to blame this discussion about my weight on like messing up a broadcast?
No. I meant from your standpoint.
I'm not feeling bad enough.
Okay, hold on. From my standpoint, this has been an outstanding opening segment. Uh-huh. I would tell Rob to log this for the best of.
Right.
So in other words, it has been entertaining, too.
Of course it is.
That's one thing.
I'm sorry to you on a personal level, because you said to me, like, you know, I never busted your balls when you were big, and I'm not busting your balls. That wasn't my intent when we started the show today to talk about any of this.
No, you know, if this has been entertaining, I couldn't handle both. I couldn't handle, you know, the fact that I'm a fat tub of goo, and the fact that I kind of got called out on the almond issue, and the fact that I effed up the beginning of the show. That'd just be too much for a boy to handle on a Monday.
You did not F up the show in the least.
No.
No, it's fine.
And, you know, listen, and I'll talk to you later, Burbank, the almonds, because, you know, and I'm not offended by anybody. Look, I wouldn't bring it up if I didn't expect to get crap about it.
Right.
I really wouldn't. Just remember, that's how it starts. This little bag, that's how it starts. All the other crap followed, including yesterday, when I had the big cheeseburger, the triple cheeseburger.
Okay, here's the last question I'll ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Before you had the triple cheeseburger.
Yes.
Did you have any almonds?
Yesterday?
Yes.
No, sir.
So it was not the almonds' fault yesterday?
No.
Okay. Almonds are off the hook for yesterday.
Almonds are off the hook for most weekends. Almonds are only on the hook when I'm here at the radio station. And they're down the hallway. What?
Don't you come in most weekends?
To get the almonds?
No, just to hang out.
Well, when Beth Ann was here.
Well, of course.
I don't do it as much now. I don't do it as much, but I sure like those almonds so bad.
They're a gateway food,
and I'll bring these home.
Very good for analysis.
There you go. All right.
And I'd really appreciate it if someone would throw them all away, so the temptation's not here, or hide them from.
Throw them all away. We should send them to Sally Struthers or something.
That's right. Feed children.
That's right. One of those things.
But I do feel good today. I feel terrific today.
Good.
Because, I mean, the exercise part of that, it's what everybody says. Everybody knows now. It's written about. It's talked about. Everybody knows what the rules are. Mm-hmm. There's only one way to do it. You can't do it half-assed. And if you do it half-assed, you bounce back,
right,
and gain the weight back. Right.
It's good for your head anyway.
It is.
It's good. Mm-hmm. It's good for your head. Mm-hmm. Get a lot of crap out of you there when you're on that thing.
You do. I mean, as far as just the way I feel physically today, just one day, even getting back to exercising again, I feel 10 times better.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Mike, I wanted to ask you, how many sandwiches do you think you get out of one of those jars of mayonnaise?
Sandwiches that, like, what? Well, what size? Like a Costco jar?
What are we talking about?
Yeah, I mean, one of those average jars of mayonnaise, about how many sandwiches will you get out of it?
Well, you know, what's interesting is when I was banging your mother, I was talking to her about that, and...
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
I got to go full
I know you do.
Here.
There's no way
I'm going to be able
You're
to
You're the defensive
the
crouch
way.
Right
I really have to, because it's just the way it's going to go.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
There's nothing wrong with mayo shots and almond chasers.
Very good.
It's a great diet.
Thank you very much.
And 286, that's an ideal weight if you're 7'2".
That's too funny to get mad at.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Thank you.
He did the math.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How come you rounded it off at 15 pounds when it's actually 17 pounds?
Yeah, it's 17 pounds.
Ask Mike said it's 17, and I said let's round it off to 15 since I had been rounding it off incorrectly the other way and said 20.
20.
Oh, okay. Talk to you later, bye.
By the way, something, what do you care?
He's gone.
Oh.
It was hitting wrong. It's all right. It's all right. Bring it on.
Hello.
Motivational.
Right. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. I love your show.
Thanks.
Hey, Mike, I thought you couldn't eat nuts because you got that diverticulitis.
You know, I really have. I've never looked back on that. I actually don't have any problems with that. The rest of the rest of my system is doing pretty well. So, I never have any problems with that. Oh, my cramps! cramping, feeling faint.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike,
yes.
I heard you lost 30 pounds. From your belly to your ass.
What? What does that mean?
I don't even get that. What does that mean, sir? What does that joke mean?
You lost.
What? I really require an explanation. Do you get it?
No.
I don't get it.
Nobody does.
I'm dissecting it now.
You lost 30 pounds from your belly to your ass.
From your...
You mean between?
However it got there.
I don't know. No, he doesn't know either.
I am
not able to...
You're going
to
bust my chops. So,
what?
I think I get it.
You
what?
Get it?
What?
You're saying that you lost 30 pounds from your stomach, but it made your ass big. It moved. But you have a great ass.
Thank you all. Thank you.
I appreciate
glad
it.
He called.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want, incidentally, I want this tape. I want this saved.
Thank
I want this saved.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The podcast.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know this bit about Mike's fat woes is one of the most entertaining radio bits of all time.
Yeah, well, we wrote it over the weekend.
Of all time.
It's really terrific. The sketch writers, Don and I, got together and wrote it.
Writers, Sally, Buddy, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike, hi.
You know what? I got to stick up for Mike here, because as a fellow fat guy, I know how hard it is to lose weight.
Yeah.
But you know what, Mike? Just keep going with that ab lounger, because I'm sure you just take the clothes off there you got hanging on there, and just actually jump back on it, you know? You'll be all right. And why don't you dangle some almonds in front of you while you're on that treadmill so it keeps going a little further.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, that's the worst kind, you know, where they start out as your buddy and then they're just coming in with the counter punch right there.
The ab lounger.
Yeah, ab lounger.
I forgot about that. Well, you decided that was a rip-off, right?
No, I decided it might have put me in the emergency room.
Wow.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
But other than that, it's a great product.
Thank goodness that didn't happen.
I forgot.
No real serious back trouble until that day.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, hey, man. How you guys doing today?
Doing very well. Thanks.
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Hey, I was wondering, is it time for Celebrity Fit Club 4 now?
All right, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks to all that reality program.
I think it's let me just try it. One of these has got to be someone supporting you.
That's right.
Hello, Don.
Oh, I think
Show.
Everybody in a way is supporting me. They just don't know it.
Hello.
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 Hi, guys.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
I'm good. Listen, about your weight.
Yeah.
Remember, you can't drive a railroad spike with a tack hammer.
And there you go.
Is that kind of a sex thing?
Well, yeah, sort of.
So you're saying you like big men?
I do, as a matter of fact.
You know, Don, you were looking for a support call for me, and, that was it.
I think that did it.
Saying she likes big guys, you know.
She also dropped the H word?
Yes, she did.
Click. Well, thank you, ma'am.
Let it go.
Good luck with the diet.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was yes, Rob, she was big. Thanks. She was big.
Big in her heart.
Okay.
She was big, but, you know, there are plenty of people that are big.
That's right.
She'll catch
big.
Your breath and call back.
Big. I shouldn't say big. That's denial also.
Fat. You know who's big? Kim Martucci from Channel 9.
I finally saw her.
She's big.
She is big.
She's not fat.
No, she is not. I don't believe she is fat. She is big, though.
She could have put on a pair of shoulder pads and played linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday.
Cool. And you pointed it out and said, look for her hands.
Oh, and
and she's got Frankenstein hands.
I mean, I know everybody has seen the Jerry Seinfeld with the man hands.
Right.
But really, check out this chick on Channel 9 on WUSA here in D.C.
There's a play in the championship game yesterday where Hasselbeck was almost knocked to the ground, and he held onto the football. He was kind of like off balance, and the football was like an inch off the ground, and his hands were huge. This chick's hands are bigger.
And
bigger hands than an NFL quarterback.
Hasselbeck, first off, really, you hate to say this to a guy. You should think about a hairpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or he should just shave the sides. Shave the
well,
sides.
It is pretty close cropped on the side.
And also, Matt Hasselbeck, what the guy needs desperately, in my humble opinion, is a dialect coach. Because
really?
He borders on that Clay Aiken, Jeff Garcia, I might be just a little swishy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear him after the game?
Yep.
Well, it's just great for everybody in Seattle, and it's to look up in the stands, and the 12th man. I'm blessed to be here.
Well, he could look real smart like Jake DeLome.
Jake DeLome. You know, they're all, I mean, listen, even Big Ben. Now admit this, Steelers, all you Steelers fans, even you have to admit, the guy looks borderline retarded with when he's got the hat on backwards,
right.
And he's got like the Grizzly Adams beard that's really not coming in all the way.
That game yesterday was the Grizzly Adams battle.
Yeah, oh yeah, and you had right. What's his name? You had Dumb Jake Plummer.
He looks homeless.
He does.
He seriously does. I mean, you know, nothing wrong with having a hairstyle any way you like it, but that's complete neglect. I looked at him from the back. It looked like complete neglect.
Sure, man, clean it up.
And yesterday, the phone is ringing during all of the games, and everybody, you know, mainly I'm getting calls from people saying, do you believe how bad these games suck?
Right.
You know, and do you think that Carolina has a chance to come back? You know, do you think? Anyway, I'm getting calls from some people that I know in the Baltimore area who are big Ravens fans.
Right.
And I was amazed. Now, the Ravens aren't in it. They're out of it.
Right.
Right?
Long out.
I get a call, and it's this guy, John, that I know through other people in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't work for the Ravens. It's like not one of these Modell guys. He's just a guy in Baltimore. He's,
okay.
he's a city cop.
Right.
And you get the call, and it's like, hello? And he says, hey, how you doing? I said, I'm doing very well. He's one of the calls that I was going to return over the weekend, blah, blah. These are facts you don't need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had called him, and he called me back. And he said, are you watching the game? And I said, yeah. He said, what do you say? I said, I think it's pretty boring. Pittsburgh's killing them.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, got a very heavy Baltimore accent, said, you know what? I could take just about anything except those effing Steelers. Man, really. I hate the Steelers. And then I remember that in all of my trips to Baltimore, to go to see the Ravens up there, and when you and I have been up there, Mike, to do our show and have people throw beer on us
right.
and things like that, that's the one thing. We've always identified that it's Baltimore versus D.C.
Yeah.
But really, it's Baltimore versus Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Okay. And I think if we get any calls at all today from Baltimore, these fans will back me up on this.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That it's almost like that T-shirt. I know you've seen those dumb T-shirts. I have. My two favorite teams are the Washington Redskins and whoever's playing the Dallas Cowboys.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Except
Pittsburgh has the same footprint that the Cowboys used to have.
Except
they I think because of the past successes, because they have a lot of fans in different parts of the country, it's kind of like that.
I think the hate is there in Baltimore more for Pittsburgh than it is for anything else. And you know what I love
most? Do you think it's more there than there is for the Redskins?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so, and I think I have my finger right on the G-spot of Baltimore. And, boy, you need a lot of Domino sugar to get there.
We should hear them squeal.
But, yeah, I think so. And keep in mind, we're also hurt in Pittsburgh. So don't want to badmouth the Steelers here.
No, we're not, really.
But I know when I used to be a season ticket holder for the Washington hockey team for the Capitals down here, the Pittsburgh fans, more than any other fans, would come to the Pittsburgh games from Pittsburgh,
wow.
And they would really take over the opposing team's arena. I don't know whether that's, you know, was a tribute to the Capitals fans or whether it was, but the Pittsburgh sports fan is very, very intense.
So I get this call from this Baltimore City cop who's, you know, we've played phone tag and he's watching the game, and it's like, the guy seriously is pissed. I say, why are you so mad? Because the Steelers are going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, anything would be better than the Steelers. Anybody. Cleveland, New England. I mean, he starts, you know, Oakland, Kansas City, Denver. What's wrong with the Denver Broncos? I mean, the guy was seriously
very frustrated,
pissed. Yeah. And he was watching the game with some other police guys that I met up in Baltimore, and they all wanted to get on and say hello. And as each of them got on to say hello, and one of them, God, I wish I could remember these guys' names. It was like five guys. They passed, like, there were four that I had met and one that I hadn't met.
Right.
And then the last one, they said, oh, and this guy is, you know, Pete. You didn't meet him, but he wants to say hi. I'm like, sure. Like, hey, listen. And the guy starts like this. He says, I'm so sorry to hear about your wife. You know, your relationship meant a lot to all of us. I said, well, listen, thanks. You guys have been great. Are you watching this game? Like, there's no segue there.
Right.
It's just, boy, this thing with your wife was awful. And then, again.
Next topic.
Incredibly out of his mind mad.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Like, just waiting for anything. I don't know. I just wanted to throw that
out. Do you think
there.
We've been to enough Super Bowls where we've analyzed fans from many different teams.
Right.
I think it's going to be one of those Super Bowls where the Seattle contingent will be overwhelmed.
Oh, well, first off, Pittsburgh.
And I'm not talking about the teams. I'm talking about the fans.
I mean,
right?
You could stand on your front doorstep in Pittsburgh, literally, and take a loogie on Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like a three-hour car drive away.
Right.
So it's going to be very close to begin with.
It's going to be black and gold all over Detroit.
Mm-hmm. And who wants, of course, you're talking about people who live in Seattle anyway. So for them, Detroit, I guess, would be like going to Hawaii. But I was
going
to say,
going anywhere from Seattle is like going to Hawaii.
Say, who the hell would want to go to Detroit?
Right. I think you'd be afraid.
One of the people that I spoke with over the weekend said to me, are you and Mike going to, he said, I love your Super Bowl shows. Are you going this year? And I said, no. And they said, oh, that goddamn company you work for. And I said, no. The company's got it sold. We turned it down.
Right.
He said, why would you turn it? I said, hello. It's in Detroit.
Yeah.
It's in Detroit.
And, you know,
check on us when it's back in Miami.
You know, a lot of Seattle fans won't go because they only like football when it's played in a stadium that has arches on it.
You hate Seattle now? You hate the Seattle fans?
That's the gayest stadium in the NFL.
You didn't like Paul Allen getting up there and waving his terrible towel?
I like the guy standing next to Paul Allen that handed him the terrible towel after he put the 12 in the sky.
Hello, not in Mike's show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, yeah, it's Ravens fan from Baltimore, Sean.
Yes, hi, Sean.
Hey, Don, girl. Yeah, we hate them too because, you know, they try to play smash-mouth football like the Ravens. They can't even...
They're like the Raiders.
You hate Pittsburgh more than any other team.
More than any other team.
There you go.
That's the vibe I've always got.
Is that the, I mean, the Ravens?
Every Ravens fan.
Okay, so the Ravens, although,
you
know,
that right on the head.
Although new to the league, still relatively new. I mean, they've had their great successes.
They've had 10 years to build.
They've had 10 years, so there's that would be the prime rivalry with the Steelers?
I think so.
Yeah, I would say so.
Hmm. Hate them more.
There you have it.
Oh, hold on. The question
makes me like the Ravens more. Mm-hmm.
Do you hate the Pittsburgh Steelers or do you hate Washington the Redskins more?
I'd say the Steelers. I do that one. Santana Moss in my fantasy league, and I won.
That's right.
Okay. 40.
All right. Thank you.
Cool.
All right, see you later.
Thanks, Alex.
Bye bye.
I look at really now, even though I don't know the Seattle fans, I don't know the type of fan, I look at the Seattle fan as like the guy that shows up with the, like the jacket with the tiny little Seahawk on it, and then he, you know, has some guy that comes in that's got his face painted black and gold that just kicks the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm.
These are the fans. And I'm not saying I like the Pittsburgh fans more. It's just, it would seem to me that's the difference between the fans.
Here we go. Your TV terms. Your Pittsburgh fan is Kevin James.
Mm-hmm.
And your Seattle fan, it's got to be like a fag like Kelsey Grammer.
Niles Crane.
John Lithgow. Yes,
his brother.
Hold on.
Doing Mike, his Campbell's Selects commercial.
Mike.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Why settle when you can select? And meanwhile, you know, the guy, hey, shut up, ass.
Yeah.
Because even if you're not a steel worker, even if you're not, part of that whole blue-collar experience in Pittsburgh, you take on that persona. That's the whole, you know, we're tough fans.
Hello, Don and Mike. Boy, I wish those games were better yesterday.
They suck.
Because you know what that is? That's like, for me, that's the letdown of letdowns. Because now...
Yeah. Not only is it ending, but you're watching games like that.
That stink, and it's like, you just want the games to be good.
Yeah.
I just got the feeling that Seattle's going to get killed by Pittsburgh.
I do, too.
Hello?
Hi, one of the things that makes Cleveland fans, or I'm sorry, the Baltimore fans not like the Steelers is they are the old Cleveland Browns, and that was a big rivalry.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Oh, goes way back then.
The Modells.
Thank you, dum-dum. I didn't know that.
The Modells against the Roonies.
I did not know that. Hold on a second. One more call, and it says take this one. Important. Oh. Let's see if it's important. Hello, important caller.
Oh, dear.
Hey, this is...
Hello?
Hey, this is Dan.
Yes, Dan.
Hey, I'll give you the only good reason to go to Detroit.
Okay.
And it's really for Mike. Is about 2 years ago, they put in casino gambling, and it's just like you're in Vegas.
Except you're in Michigan. Goodbye.
So there's Bye. That.
Isn't Detroit close to Toronto?
Detroit Rock City, Mike. Mm-hmm.
Can you get to Toronto pretty quickly?
Yeah.
I would think so.
All you got to do is just go in the tunnel. Just like on Hogan's Heroes. Mm-hmm. You lift up a tree trunk.
And then you get there, and you're out there, and you just have to, like, when the searchlight comes by, you've got to be careful.
Right. And then you're in Canada.
Very scary.
Got a break. boy, I got a lot of weekend stuff to tell you about. Wow. Screwing up my house and then fixing my house. News about sex.
Oh.
Okay.
Sex.
Sex. Yeah. I did not get laid this weekend, but I did discuss it with someone.
Oh.
And I think you'll find it very interesting who I discussed it with.
Really?
Great length. At great length.
Fascinating.
Yeah. With Big Frida.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, that's right, Jay.
Yeah.
Oh, Jay. This first segment, Jay.
Yeah.
It was fat.
Yeah. Hey, thank you.
Also, I do have, and I've got it written down here somewhere because I actually took the notes. My wonderful neighbor, Big Ed, does have a slight rebuttal as far as how he described him on the radio Friday.
Okay.
When he listened, he came over for a couple of moments on Saturday.
Right.
And I wrote down some notes.
He is aware of some of the descriptions you were giving on the radio?
He heard it.
Good.
And he was not upset. He came over. He simply said to me, get out one of those Post-it notes you love so much and write the following down.
Right.
So we got all of that. All of that.
I would be remiss if I didn't say this one thing, though, because I know they listen at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, anyone that, when you were talking about not just the almonds and stuff, and the people know what I eat at the restaurant.
Look around, cafe.
Yeah. Anybody that comes up and mentions that to me in the next 7 days is going to be fired.
Thank you very much.
Very good. I heard you saying you don't eat a lot. What about the time when? What about the time? I don't need it.
Doesn't need it.
We call that a preemptive strike.
That's right. I keep forgetting that we are on in the Pacific Northwest. Let's go to Spokane to take a call from a faggot Seahawks fan.
Very nice.
Hello.
Oh, wow. No Seahawks fan here, pal. I'm just calling from on behalf of the stinky Seahawks.
And I'm just kidding.
The only
faggy thing really about Seattle, besides that quarterback, those suits they wear. Their costumes are awful.
You mean the football players' costumes?
the uniforms?
When they wear the dark with the dark.
Uh-huh. With the little...
That doesn't work.
The little kind of SeaWorld stripe down the side?
It don't work, fellas.
Huh.
You got to get, like, some white pants to go with that. I know it's after Labor Day, but you can wear white pants if you're a football player.
Right.
For your costume.
I didn't like those uniforms. You think that's the color scheme they're going to wear for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I bet that they do. I bet they do.
Mm-hmm. Do they ever wear anything but at home? Is that the uniform they wear, that kind of monotone?
Dark on dark, right.
Yeah,
I know you're against that.
I hate that.
Or no, you're for that. You're for that. You're for dark on dark. You're not for dark on white or white on dark.
Certainly not that.
Right. Uniform-wise, of course.
Against it all.
This guy doesn't sound like he's a Seattle fan.
Oh, you're not, but you are calling from where?
Spokane, Washington.
In Spokane. All right, so what about the Seahawks?
Well, I go over there every year because you're going to love this. I'm a 49er fan. So ever since they've got into the same division, I go over there with all my idiot Seahawk season ticket holder friends.
Uh-huh.
And, man, they are mean over there, bro. Seriously, they throw. I haven't been hit with a battery, but I've been hit with everything from peanuts to some dude threw like an old shoe at me. One year.
Funny though, because does it really matter? I'm talking about who's going to be showing up, but really, in fact, the Super Bowl is a bunch of corporate guys that have all the tickets anyway.
Right, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's never real fans.
No, it's not. I mean, people might, I had a sister that lived for 6 months in Pittsburgh one time. That's why I'm wearing the jacket. But, well, who are you with really? I'm with Budweiser.
I'm with Dick Cheney.
Uh-huh. I'm with Jack Abramoff.
I'm with Enron.
Yeah. Throw a dartboard. Okay, we're Seattle fans this weekend.
I'm with Al Jazeera. Right. God damn, this break's running too long. Well, too bad. I can tell you this in 10 seconds. Way back when me and Mike started working together 20 years ago,
right.
On Channel 4 here in D.C., they on the NBC station, they had the 5 o'clock newscast, which was almost unheard of at that time, stations didn't have like news all the time.
Right.
It was called Live at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the anchor guys who we used to goof on a lot, and Mike did a pretty dead-on impression of, was this guy Dave Marish.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's right.
I read in a trade magazine over the weekend that Dave Marish has been hired by Al Jazeera as their lead American anchor man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hey, how you doing, Trader?
Good gig.
You know who they offer the gig to?
Who?
Ted Koppel.
Oh, I read that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's going to take it.
Yeah, I'd love to know the details of that. I'd love to know whether it was either
Oh, we're all, you know, we're not enemies in the common world of mankind.
Jesus.
Or whether they gave him a suitcase full of cash.
I always thought Dave Marish was kind of like a Berkeley, California type liberal. You know, he always kind of gave off that vibe when we knew him.
Absolutely.
Look at him over now.
Who knows?
Welcome to the Towelhead Evening News.
Does that mean he's going to have to change his look? I don't know anything. You know.
He's got the beard.
Uh-huh.
He's got the beard.
He's covered in the beard department. Maybe that was the whole reason.
He has to wear a turban.
I'm Dave Marish. Now I'm wearing a towel.
Wouldn't it be great if a tool like Stone Phillips got that job?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would be great.
Has anybody seen Stone Phillips' brand new shirt as look like new hair plugs haircut?
Yeah, and very much a dye job, it looks to me. Uh-huh. I don't know exactly how long in the tooth Stone is, but that is a weird, weird looking. I mean, almost dark brown like a shoe.
And our friend James Nance, it's called a comb-over, Jimmy. And, Jimmy, when you're up in a windy booth and you're being shot from the left side, you know what? If you comb that hair over to the right, you'd look just like Matt Hasselbeck. I'm pretty sure
that it's completely bald underneath.
Wow. Now, Rob...
Strands of hair, guys.
Rob,
when did we see him at the Final Four? Was that like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Right. He had some pretty precision combing going on at that time.
Rob's noticed Nance's hair issues for 2 years.
Wow.
And he calls me yesterday and says, you know, are you watching? Yes. Look at Nance's hair. So go back and boink, you hear that boink, boink.
Yeah,
that
I call him and I hear... Bonk, 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 bonk. He's rewinding on TiVo.
The TiVo bonk. And I go back and yeah, indeed. I mean, it's like.
Really thin. I haven't noticed.
Huh.
Yeah, he's got a nice, pretty good thick swoop on the front.
It looks
and
like.
And then up top, it looks awful smart.
It looks a lot like Charles Grodin when.
Oh, yeah.
When Charles Grodin finally decided to stop wearing the toupee.
Yeah, exactly. But he was still coloring it orange.
Yes.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, that's not right, guys.
The headphones were playing tricks on me. Awfully windy.
Guys, Phil, Bonnie, my whole crew, Armin Katane.
That's a lie. You ought to go to church. Nance.
We got to do this really. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.